building a network, a lot of things come into play. One of the major things is the talent that you choose to represent it. And with Yamaris, you've got a superstar. I knew she was a star the first time I laid eyes on her. She's the future.
So, tonight, I am dressed up looking like Spectre Gadget. Got some things we want to find out.
Hey guys, welcome back to Behind the Experience. We are in celebratory mode right now.
We
opened a bottle of rosé from Ebony Wine.
Yes.
It's delicious, by the way.
Absolutely.
So can we cheers to this real quick?
Yeah, let's do that.
Cheers to the launch of this beautiful network.
Yeah.
Nothing but success.
Absolutely.
How did the whole Inner Elite Network come about?
Wow, right. Yeah, look.
It's a hard, tough question.
It's not a tough question. This is a lot of history behind it. Yeah.
I mean, we have time. We have plenty of wine.
Yeah.
That's why we're here, right?
So the concept of it is we've had it for some time now. This is something that we've been working on for over like literally a decade, you know, just the concept of bringing it actually to life. The crazy thing is, I found out like years once we were into it that like, cause I had a vision of creating a network, and I found out years later, this is after Cleveland, I had actually gotten into everything, that he had a vision of creating a network. So we were, you know, so at that point we realized that it was like destined for us to, you know, find each other on that path. Yeah.
At the time that we met.
Right.
How did you guys meet?
Well, it's kind of, the way I remember it, it was just like by chance.
My side of the story.
Well, because we have different perspectives on it, you know, it's like,
because
we were working at a television station together.
Okay, nice.
I had been there for a few years,
right?
And he had came in on the staff, new. So I, you know, you see him, worked with him, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, what's up?
How long ago was this? Let's go way back.
That was 2007.
Seven, right?
Oh, so you guys been
in the
game.
This ain't nothing
new.
This ain't nothing new.
Okay.
But so I remember him sitting at, we had like a kind of like a table. Lunch table or whatever.
Right.
And he was just looking at TV, and then I came up to him, I said something, and I can't really remember how we got on the topic.
Right. I don't remember either.
It was weird. I just remember just like, yo, you into that? Like, you know what I'm saying? And we just started talking about television and not programming, but like what's on TV and what's not on TV, and what needs to be on TV.
What did you feel like needed to be on TV on that moment?
Fresh new stuff, representations of, at the time, I want to say like, you know, different ethnic groups, but really the main thing was just fresh content. Everything was so bland. Everything was the same. Everything was like cookie cutters. Like, okay, I think all reality shows were big at the time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it was just like, yo, that's all that's on TV. And it's like, what about the creativity? What about, you know what I'm saying, people actually creating content, like not just reality shows.
Right.
So that was one of the main things I remember talking about.
Was that like the first conversation you guys had that where you guys realized like, oh, let's partner up, or like decided to partner up?
So I remember the conversation. Like I said, I remember the context. We were sitting at the table, and so I was doing, I had a TV show called Swagger TV. And so I started that,
And you had that here in Charlotte?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. It was like 2004, 2005. And so we were running, and it had been running now for, you know, 2-3 years by the time I had met Cleve. So I started working at the news station, and I remember this conversation that we were having.
Y'all know how we're doing it this year. Swagger TV is popping off. I've been getting a lot of emails, a lot of messages, a lot of text messages, trying to figure out when the show's coming back on. Happy New Year. 08 is about to pop off. It's a new season for Swagger TV. It's a new year. QC, we here.
Big things popping and little things stopping.
From that point, really, like I said, I don't remember the exact, how the whole exact conversation went, but I do remember it was that setting. It was at that table.
And you got to remember, we were just like coworkers.
Right.
He knew nothing about my thoughts, what I did outside. I had no idea about where he came from and what he did outside. We hadn't talked about that.
Right.
We might have talked about sports or something like that.
Right.
But it was, it hadn't gotten in depth until that time.
Right, yeah. No,
and it was just supposed to happen.
Yeah, it was. And then it just seemed like at that point, like, Cleve came on board, and that's when we started talking about the reality show. Mm-hmm. We went and then we took Swagger TV and a portion of it, we made it into like the reality because we went out and found like interns.
Okay.
We went to like John C. Smith.
Yeah.
That was the main one. I think we went to UNCC, but the main one was off from John Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And we did like a whole like reality show from the standpoint of picking, like, we had the interns come in to see, and we decided who was going to be the next host on Swagger TV. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we were
looking for a host.
Right, yeah. Right. For like Yolanda and them to pass the torch.
Uh-huh.
City was waiting to see who was going to be the next host. And so,
yeah, it was crazy.
So this was like a really big show.
Don't downplay it.
People were commenting on like who should be the host.
Yeah,
or,
absolutely.
You know, it was.
And this was via what? Like commenting, like
back then. Look,
social media.
Look, back then it was YouTube, MySpace. YouTube wasn't. That's what people.
YouTube or Facebook wasn't even like that.
That's what I be trying to explain to people. They don't have the concept of it. Like,
yeah.
Cats was doing this. Like, this was. It was myspace.com/SwaggerTV.
Wow.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
And SwaggerTV.com, but I mean, we was running a lot of that through the MySpace, because MySpace was popping.
Yeah,
right? I mean, through our connections, I mean, you know, we had Up at the Radio Tone X, so we had like, it was a thing, you know what I'm saying, to where at Pi 98, so like, people still literally, to this day, still be like, yo, when you bring it back, Swagger TV, and I'm like, yo, we got you, but understand, like, what we about to bring, mm-hmm. is like Swagger TV on steroids.
So what you had at Swagger TV, you feel like you're bringing that a little bit now to the network, or it's just something completely like a whole different vibe?
Well, it's kind of a different vibe because it's like times a thousand. To go back a little bit, back to when we were doing Swagger TV, the ideas that we had, technology, like we said, we were on MySpace. So technology hadn't really enabled us to do what we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, we had the vision of what we're doing now.
Right.
Back then.
Right.
But without the technology.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So it was one of those situations where we were so far ahead, it was like, man, okay, the stuff we're doing, there's not enough bandwidth, there's not enough, you know, data. I mean, storage was costing
all of that.
An arm and a leg back then.
All of that.
There's no, like, 64 gigs on your phone.
Right.
Nothing like that. You know what I mean? It was like, nah, you had to pay a whole bunch. So we had to figure out a way to make it work. But now what we're doing is just a whole nother animal.
Yeah.
So now that you guys have the technology that you guys didn't have back then.
Absolutely.
Where do you think this will be able to take you guys?
Man, I mean, it's going to take us to where we always saw it, pretty much in every home in most of the countries. Because right now what's going on is, you know, you have the interrelate. You know, now that people are watching it, the app is on Roku TV, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV. So we're in countries all over the world, you know. So people can just literally on their smart TVs in their homes pull us up and check us out. That's what they're doing right now. That's what they're, you know, so being in that space and being able to connect all of the filmmakers, connect and bring everything together. That mm-hmm. was that was the vision, just going kind of back to that. Like, mm-hmm. we wanted to create a platform that content creators all over the world would be able to showcase their work.
Right? Any kind of work?
The most inner elite.
Right. Like, right. Any, gotta be, you know, specific. Yeah.
We're not putting every, you know, everybody's content on there. Mm-hmm. It's a select few, you know, that goes back to the name in itself. But, and not just show their content, but the conversations that we've had over the years, it's about also empowering the content creators, you know, right. because we are content creators. So we know what content, we know what's best for the content creators on the other side, because we've been on that side. And so in regards to empowering them, showing them how to be able to license their own content, showing them how to be able to go get advertisers and sponsors for their shows, mm-hmm. To continue to create, keep creating content, you see, because it's been a lot of stuff that yeah. we've seen come and go.
And that was one of the main things too, was seeing people create a great show, a great, mm-hmm. whether it be a web series or a movie, and by season two, they're looking for a GoFundMe, mm-hmm. they're looking for, at the time, what was it? I don't know, they were just basically asking their viewers mm-hmm. to support them. And that's not really the viewer's job. But I understand, because
right.
we understand from, you know, putting things together and producing content, like, it costs money.
It costs money
to pay people. You got to pay the camera. You got to yeah. pay the audio. You got to pay the actors. You got to pay.
Yep.
And you need funding for that. Absolutely. And that's the bottom line. So you might be able to do a season for free, you know, free of charge to the, you might be able to just, as a content creator, scrape up some dollars, get right. some people, borrow some stuff, get some people to do it for free.
Right.
But that's not going to be a long-term plan. You can't continually ask people to act, to give their time and their talent for free.
Right.
So you gotta be able to get some revenue. And that was the way, that was one of the visions I had, was, well, coming from TV, mm-hmm. I was able to see how, okay, I know how to get revenue. I know how a television station works, how a television station gets revenue. They don't ask your favorite show, whether it's Grey's Anatomy or whatever. They're not asking you, hey, if you wanna continue to watch Grey's Anatomy, send us a dollar.
Right.
You know, they're not saying that. They've got advertisers, they've right. got sponsors. So that's, we took that concept and we applied it to our network. And that's what he means when he says, we want to empower the content creators. We want to empower them to be able to create content, mm-hmm. to be able to monetize their content, to, you know, help have a living off of their content. And we're giving them a global audience.
Right.
We're giving them an audience around the world. And then that enhance will bring advertisers, it'll bring sponsorships, it'll bring all sorts of revenue streams, where we don't have to ask, as a content creator, the viewer for anything but just to watch.
Right.
That's what we want to
do. Right.
How are the content creators able to submit their work to you guys or get in touch with you guys to be able to be on the network?
Well, a lot of times it's, we find them.
Okay, so it's more of a, you guys finding find them instead of them coming
yeah,
to you.
We find them. And then from that point, you know, so with, like, with our roles within the network, Cleve is the head of programming and content acquisitions. So, you know, for somebody, Cleve has his finger on the pulse of, like, all of what's going on. Like, if it's a web series, yeah. if it's a YouTube show, if it's a movie or something, like, independent, like,
you know everything.
He knows all of that shit. Like, it's been
and
times.
He's a quiet one.
I call him the silent killer. That's what I call him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, I'll be at the, like, you know, when I was on the festival circuit, you know, I remember particularly when I was in Martha's Vineyard. And like, Martha's Vineyard, they had us, like, so at the Martha's Vineyard African American Film Festival, I want to say that right, because that was one of the dopest festivals I've ever been to.
How many festivals have you been to?
Honestly,
a lot.
I don't know the exact number, but No, because I was on like, I was on the circuit for like 2-3 years, just like straight, yeah. Just like, I was everywhere. I was everywhere. But I was at this particular festival and they had us in the hostel. So we were all staying at the hostel and the filmmakers, all they had of us all in the hostel, which actually was a great vibe because all of the filmmakers, like I have relationships with filmmakers to this day, because we were all placed in this, you know, like we're in bunk beds, we're all in a room together. And so just politicking and, you know, establishing relationships. And literally it was like on the bunk, up atop of me. I'm like, yeah, it was Kawana from Young and Reckless. Mm. And I was like, yes, this web series, Young and Reckless. He was like, yo, that's the one I was telling you about. Remember, like, yeah, and I was like, oh. Mm. So that happens a lot. Like Cleve, like, we know all like London, American, African, if you out there and you got a buzz and you've been moving your show and you've been doing your series, Cleve know about it. Like he knows about it.
Yeah.
You know, and so and then I'll handle like original programming and talent acquisition, you know. So the programming that comes from in-house, the Inner Elite Network, kind of like a Netflix originals, you know, the series and movies and stuff like that come from our network. I oversee that and talent acquisition from the standpoint of, you know, putting certain people, bringing the people in from the standpoint of, you know, hosts or, you know, actors, actresses, stuff like that. And so we just kind of, and you know, sometimes it might, you know, but we know like it might cross, but it's like, I'm like, no, that's Cleve's lane. Like that's Cleve's lane.
You know what I'm saying? That's my lane. Right. Doing in the meantime?
During that time, I was just kind of getting frustrated with where I was at my job.
Okay.
There's more. I'm just like,
you wanted more.
I needed more. You know
what exactly
saying?
Were you doing at
directing the news, running camera for the news, for the local news here in Charlotte. So I was just doing that, and it was getting to the point where it was like, okay, are you gonna stay here and just wait until it's time to retire? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or were you gonna venture out and do something else and really follow your vision? And that was what was going on with me. I was going through that struggle of, okay, I got a job here. I've been here for X amount of years. I'm invested. I got much vacation time. I got, you know what I'm saying? I got things going pretty good. This is what I went to school for. I'm in my career. What I want, you know, yeah. Everything I went to school for. So it was like, okay, I'm here. But at the same time, I'm like, nah, I got something else bigger brewing inside of me. So that's kind of where I was at. I just remember being there and like on my lunch breaks and stuff, I would just be looking at different inspirational videos and stuff like that.
You were looking for motivation.
Yeah,
like,
just like to, just like to, I needed to make that leap. But when he started going to film school and we were still, you know, right. You know,
in
doing our things and in touch.
Right.
And I was just like, yo, I'm seeing him do the stuff that I'm envisioning, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm like, that's perfect. You know what I'm saying? And it just really inspired me to learn more about the inner workings of the television station. Mm-hmm. So at that time they had a, they were going through a transition, I remember, and they wanted everybody to cross train, which is basically if you're in like master control, they want you to learn how to run audio. If you're in audio, they want you to learn how to graphics. And they just wanted everybody to be cross trained. They really just wanted to be able to use everybody and everything and not
areas,
have to hire everybody.
Yeah.
You know, they're smart, that's smart. But I was like, yo, I know how to do most of this stuff. And I actually asked the programming director, can I cross train with you? And that wasn't really on the list, but I just was like, well, that's what I want to do.
You had something right. going on. You're like, I'm right. ruining something.
So
right.
Can I do that? And they were like, she was like, oh, I'd love to do it. And she basically ran a game down to me of how the television station works, how they gain their revenue, how they run commercials, why they pick certain shows, where they put certain shows, and how to strategize and all of that stuff. So that's what I was learning on the back end, like learning the inner workings of how to run a network. Mm-hmm. So it just all kind of just worked the way it was supposed to work.
And they got you here now.
Yeah. Oh,
mm-hmm. Smart guy you got over here. What have you guys learned from each other in this whole journey of like coming together and doing this, partnering up?
A lot.
Yeah. I think I've learned from Mike is like, well, we have similar qualities as far as like, I like the fact that he was able to get things done no matter what, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, okay, this is an obstacle. All right, we got to figure out a way around that. You know what I'm saying? And like, that's how my mind works too. It's like, okay, that's a problem. We're going to get it done. If that's what we want to do, right, we're going to get it done no matter what. So it was that, but also the fact that the lengths he was willing to go to actually achieve what he wanted to achieve as far as filmmaking, as far as, like
he wears many hats.
He wears many hats, but he also sees like a place for himself that is like far, you know what I'm saying? But he'll take the road to get there. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was like. I was like, man, that's what's up. He went to film school, and within a couple years, he's on the film circuit. You know what I mean? On the short film circuits, like the word I'm looking for? Film festival.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm like, right, he's on the film festival circuit. And I'm like, damn, dude, you in Martha's Vineyard, you going to Vancouver?
Montreal.
And I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, that's what's up. Like, and I'm like, man, I really want to be a part of, you know, film, you know what I mean? Not just television, but just like, I was really interested in film. And for him to see him come from working part-time at a TV station to actually knowing how to make a movie, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a big deal. That was the first person I ever knew that could make a movie. Right. You know what I mean? So
did you ever end up going to film school since you said you were interested? Or have you learned just like from
him? I just learned from working with him. Like,
doing
yo,
it. Like being like, no set.
He's like, hey, I need somebody to run audio. I'm like, yo, me. I don't know how to do it, but just tell
me how to
do it.
We're going to figure this out.
I'll figure it out, you know? Right. And that was really cool. It was like working on, I think I was in one of your music videos.
The Addiction,
yeah. I was an extra in that.
You a whole rapper, singer?
Oh, yeah, man, he's so, yeah.
Have you guys, like, bump heads? I mean, it's natural to disagree to agree or agree to disagree, either way. How's that been? Like, have you guys haven't been able to see eye to eye in a situation? How are you guys able to overcome it?
We really complement each other well.
Okay.
Right? So, because I'll have an idea, right? And then, like how we go about making the movies now, right? So I'll have an idea and a concept, and then like, it's like, yo, boom. I pick up the phone, I'm calling Cleve, right? Because it's something about how his mind works. So like, it's certain, that's something that, that's something that film school could have taught him. That's just something that he has. So it's like, I would call him, and then his wheels start going, and then like we're literally having these conversations, and we're creating the movie and the storyline and the characters like in this conversation.
So you guys are like bouncing back,
right? And so, or like I'm editing a trailer or anything like that, like he sees things that I don't see, like, you know, cause I'm in it and I'm this and that. I can send it to Cleve and he'd be like, well, right here, such, and right here, boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, that's exactly it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like every time, like, and that's how it works, you know? So it's like, I'm like, yo, we just really complement each other well. And so in doing that, those are some of the things that I'm learning. Cause I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, so now when I might put something together, and before I send it to him, I'm already like, so, okay, I'm looking at it how I'm looking at it. Okay, now I'm gonna look at it how Cleve will look at it.
Oh, wow.
Right? And so then sometimes I'll send it and it might be like, Oh yeah, this is the one when I'm like, yeah, because I was looking at how you were looking at it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it just, we really compliment each other like that. And that's how, and like, literally from, I think the first, I want to say the first movie, the first movie that we worked on was Subconscious Whispers. As far as storyline,
right?
As far as
that was your first film.
No, that was the first film that we conceptualized.
Okay,
together.
Okay,
yeah. Like in with that whole process.
Yeah.
But going back to, I mean, we're brothers. I mean, so it's kind of like, you know, it's never been like a falling out.
Oh, no.
I mean, you know, you disagree. But we, you know, you speak your part. And, but then it's a respect level there to where it's kind of like, I know if Clee really feels this way about something, then it has some weight to it and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? And so we'll just kind of talk it out. And then I think the thing is, our goal is we know we want to make the best product or we want to make the best move for the business. Mm-hmm. So I think with us knowing that, once we kind of speak our pieces and everything, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, no, that part right there, boom, 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 makes and then, sense. Yeah, this part, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of all works itself out.
Yeah, it's a lot of constructive conversations that we have, you know what I'm saying? It's like, he might throw a pro out, I might throw a con out, he might throw a con, and then I throw a pro out, you know what I mean? And we kind of like, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying, and you know what I'm saying? And it always just ends up working, you know?
Right.
It just works out the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. Sure.